Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Today on Pin It Deep, we get you ready for the Mark Stoops Bowl. That's right, Kentucky versus Youngstown State in Lexington. We get you ready for it. As always, boys do what they want to do, men do what they have to do, and are wildly successful, totally profitable, always hits 100% of the time, big dog of the week, and of course, much more. Don't forget to like, subscribe, tell a friend, be a friend. Let's get into the episode.
So others may every time.
Get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports.
Happy Saturday morning to everyone driving, showering, waking up, whatever you're doing right now. Happy Saturday morning. It is Youngstown State Week.
The Mark Stoops Bowl.
And we are Pin It Deep. I'm Max Duffy, former UK punter. Miles Butler, former UK kicker. And Brent Wainscott, well, you never played on the team, as always. But no. Welcome to the pod. How are we?
Great. How are you?
Swell. Woke up at 5:30 this morning.
It's been a... So here's the thing. We wanted to put ourselves in the position of the fans. We're obviously not doing this live. So we got up on the Friday morning. We thought, how are fans going to feel nice and early? We were all up at like 6:30 this morning.
Yes.
To start off. We've done an interview with a guest that would be very, very good. Should we go ahead and say
highly
who it was?
Touted.
Probably the best defensive coordinator in the country. We've got Brad White for you that will be coming up on Monday. So look forward to that. Make sure you tune into that. It was a great, great interview. But we woke up early to get that done. Now we're here doing another pod. I feel like this is the busiest Friday I've ever had.
Well, not just for you, for Coach Stoops as well. It's like that, you know, the week of Christmas, like you're wherever you live differently. You've got the family reunion coming up and you're a little nervous. Oh, I've got to talk to that aunt again, whatever. That's how Stoops feels this week with Youngstown. People coming in from all over. The whole city of Youngstown's coming to see him. He's trying to win a football game. He's probably trying to get a bite to eat here and there if he can. And he's definitely stressed out. Not as busy as us, though.
So he had, sorry to cut you off, just to keep going down that line. I know for a fact that he's been using some private jets to fly some people in from the family. I know for a fact that there is a dinner and slash huge party that's going to go on after the game at a certain venue.
Wow.
Which Brad White said he was going to. I want to sneak in there.
What if Kentucky...
He just asked me casually, like, oh, are you going? As if I'd had the invite. I want to sneak in. I do know where it is and I know when it's happening. I would love to sneak in and just go there, because imagine Youngstown State in a bar. I feel like you'd walk in and there'd be people throwing punches, like just everything going crazy.
Imagine if they upset us too. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll get to predictions. I really don't. But imagine how nuts it would be if the whole city came down and they found a way to get the win.
Well, we do need to talk a little football. And it is kind of crazy that the Youngstown State stuff's all happening. I guess... we did need the little backup to, like, this was going to be a big moment for Stoops just in case Florida didn't work out. Now Florida worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the party after the party.
It'd be a good game to unveil the statue.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone should have to build it. We should have the statue built by Saturday. But
if he was going to have a statue, what pose would you want him in?
Oh,
because there's he's the most photogenic person I've ever seen.
A statue with the, you know how like the KFC bucket used to twirl, like the coffee in the hand that could twirl.
And it's rotating, yes.
Or him yelling at a ref.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Saban's statue doesn't have that, you know. So, I mean, you get Stoops' statue with the swirl.
Or the famous video from South Carolina game where he did the kick it and he just kicked his leg really, really hard in the air. Just to have that flexibility and the foot just going up and back.
Could you get him from the Super Bowl commercial, like dropping the mic mid? Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So we've got Youngstown State this week. I'm going to be honest, we know really nothing about the team. Brad White gave us a little bit of gold. We said, can you tell us anything about this team? So we know. Said their running back could play for us. That's how good
he is.
He's
really good.
So Chris Rodriguez, move over. Yep. In comes Youngstown State running back. So the running back's going to be really good. We're going to have to take care of him. He said that he kind of respects their offense a lot.
Bryce Oliver, former Kentucky wide receiver, has transferred. He's there now.
Yep.
So he said that he'll probably be playing with a chip on his shoulder this week.
Throw up a lot of jump balls to him. So that'll be something to watch. And actually, you know, for Bryce, honestly, I hope he goes well. Bryce is one of my favorite guys in the locker room. So I hope he goes well. Obviously, I don't want them to beat
us. Not too well.
I would like him to make a catch or two. It'd be nice to see that. And I'm sure that'll make him feel good. It's always kind of, you know, disappointing when one of the guys has to transfer out because he wasn't able to quite break into the side. So it'll be good to see him. What I'm looking for is this week, we'll give one each of what we're looking for, what we'd like to see improve. Because in a game like this, obviously, you know, we're probably expected to win and win pretty comfortably. But what we'd like to see improve, for me, it's pretty obvious and it's a consistent theme. I'd love to see our O-line really dominate, and I'd love to see us run the ball at will. I'd like to see us not at will.
Hopefully he's not on their defense. That would be a situation.
Be running the wrong way. But I'd like to see, you know, Smoke, I don't believe Juton will be back. I don't think they'll use Tavion Robinson.
Probably won't use Chris either.
Definitely won't be using Chris, but Lavelle Wright, those two, I'd like to see them have 100-odd yards each, and our O-line really be able to dominate this type of D-line. I think that's going to be important. With their continual growth during the season, although they were much better in the second half last week, I think that's going to be important to see. I'd hate to see us take a step back or even stagnate, and we just struggle to run the ball again like we did against Miami of Ohio. So that's the thing for me that I'd really, really like to see. Miles, what's the thing you'd love to see?
I'd say a lot of the special teams game is a confidence deal. We talked about it a little bit on Sunday. This is a really good spot. Hopefully we don't punt too much. But for snappers, punters, holders, kickers, that side of the operation to kind of get some confidence. Ruffalo's been fine, but the snapping obviously wasn't great on Sunday. So getting that confidence back this week and next week heading into the Ole Miss game, the third or whatever, the following week, having these two next games to kind of tune those up and get your confidence back. I think that's what I want to see.
That is crucial. Brent?
It might be the cookie cutter answer for a game like Youngstown State, but I would like to see just a nice comfortable lead in the first half, maybe get some of the twos in and stuff. I know that, you know, we obviously worry about some of our depth on the team. Games like these are super important for getting some of these redshirt freshmen in to get their four games in, and I just think it would be big to see some of the second string guys get in and, you know, get comfortable.
Yep, and for me as well, on top of that, or almost like the not the parallel would be the what would be
perpendicular.
I was going to say the opposite, but I was trying to use more of a English, like a cultured word than just opposite
out of the dictionary.
The
antonym.
The antonym of that,
yeah,
would be the quicker we can get our starters out, the better. What would be the word? Can you think of the word? You know what I'm saying? Like the reverse of that. Well, not the reverse, but...
Because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not the opposite. What you're saying...
No, well, he said he wants to see the twos come in so he could see the twos. I want to see the twos because I don't want to see the ones.
So you agree?
I do, but you know
what
I'm
saying?
Just
for a different reason.
So just on the other side of the coin.
Yes, yeah, okay, other side of the coin, which now happens to be King Charles, not the Queen Elizabeth in Australia.
Tough times. But I think we talked about... I really wasn't paying attention. Is her currency still, like, can it be in circulation?
Yeah, like, okay.
Her currency.
You brought this up today. Explain that, because I didn't know that.
So, the Queen passed away, RIP, and she's been the Queen for 72 years. Every single one of our notes and our coins, well, when I say our, it's all of the Commonwealth, coins and notes, have the Queen on it. Okay, especially all the coins. On the back, it's always Queen Elizabeth the second or third, whatever she was, and then it's like the year that it was made. Now, every coin and note made from now on has to have King Charles on it. That's the tradition. So from now on, so you can still circulate the money with the Queen, but all the new stuff will have King Charles on it. So it's kind of somewhat of a collector's item now to have those Queen Elizabeth ones. And then on top of that, I saw something that was hilarious. People in Australia are calling for no King Charles because it's just like the whole Queen King thing's kind of wearing a bit thin on everyone. They want Steve Irwin.
I like that we don't follow that in the US and we just go, no, the dead presidents are staying. We're not doing anybody now. You think back in the old days, like whatever currency they had with Jesus on it, when they went to do the new currency, it was a little tricky of like, well, he's out of circulation, and now he's back in. But
make your mind up type thing.
Yeah.
So Steve Irwin maybe to get the call up, which would be hilarious. I don't even know where we're going with that.
I don't even.
We just got off track.
Other side of the coin.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, for me, one thing to add on is I would love, now hear me out, I would love to win these next two games by 1 point, both of them, even though they're terrible teams, if you could guarantee me zero injuries to our starters over two comfortable wins where we play our starters for a little longer than maybe we should and we get one or two injuries to our starters. Yes or no?
No. I mean, obviously it would depend on who the starter is.
I mean, as long as we get the W's, no one cares. Like, yeah, let's just get through unscathed.
But it seems like if you have injuries but you're still winning comfortably, you're still really good. If you're only beating these teams in full strength by one.
Well, I don't think you can say that because in 2019, there was like a 2 or 3 game skid without Terry. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bring on the injuries about anyone, so I'm not naming anyone in particular. Yeah,
everyone just knock on wood. Yep.
I just really want us to get through unscathed. One thought as well I'd like you guys to comment on. I think these two games have come at a perfect time for us in terms of we just knocked off Florida. We got all the national hype. Everyone's on board the Kentucky train at the moment. We just talked to the best DC in all of college football. He's getting pats on the back. Scangarello's getting pats on the back. All the players are getting, you know, Jordan Wright probably thinks he's going to be the next president of America right now. Like, all the pats on the back. There is a huge chance, and we mentioned this in our Brad White interview, but there's a huge chance that I think we play better when we're underdogs, chip on the shoulder. Hey, let's find something to motivate us, and we're not the front runners. The fact that we've got 2 weeks to get all the pats on the back out of our system against two easier opponents where maybe we can afford to be a little bit complacent, I think these two games have come at the perfect time. I would hate to be running into like a dog-hungry South Carolina, dog-hungry Mississippi State right now that they get to go, hey, this team's gotten all the exposure. This team's ninth in the country. This team's supposedly the best team. You know how we talked about Florida? Oh, they're way overhyped. They think they're the best. Everyone's talking about them. I would hate for us to run into those. So I think these two games are perfect timing.
I agree with that. The only thing I'll counter that with is I think that there's a man that's in charge of the team that won't let that happen. I know the national media will pat you on the back some. Even Big Blue Nation will always pat you on the back. But Coach Stoops does a really good job of keeping that underdog mentality even when they have had success. Brent?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? I mean,
that's you. All you've got is mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he nailed it. Like, I mean, what else do you want me to say? That's very important. I think it comes at the right time. I think it's especially big for us because I think Ole Miss, if I'm not mistaken, has a Power 5 opponent ahead of our game, so it's going to be crucial for us to go into there after maybe they're riding high on a big win too.
Do you see how that adds to the show?
But what did you want me to say? I mean, you all just...
You're on a podcast. Speak.
Actual sentences would be great.
I understand, but there's also times, too, where we go into things, and it's like, you know what, Brent? We got this big interview. If you can just come up with one question, that'll be great. So, you know, just contributing when I can.
You had one. You did.
You did actually chuck in a few of your own as well, which I liked. A few little comments. That's good, though. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, no, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. But you did come up with a question.
I didn't want to overstep my bounds.
You actually surprised us a little bit with the question too, which is good. Make sure you hang out for that on Monday. Now,
wow. I can see the look in your eye.
I'm so excited to say this.
I know.
There was a big, big milestone reached during the week, and we want to give it a shout out to one of our favorite.
It's like the, you know, have you seen the video of Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to JFK?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like our love affair is with
you. You could put the pin it deep guys inside the cake. And we just pop out of the cake.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Dick Gabriel.
Dick Gabriel.
We love Dick. We're big fans of Dick. We want Dick in everything. We want Dick.
Why haven't we had Dick on the show?
This is below him.
Yeah. That's not the place that you want too much Dick. I mean, we've got enough. We give him enough Dick. So we probably don't need too much more Dick.
Yeah, probably right.
But happy birthday. Did Gabriel. And thank you, Rich Brooks, for the retweet of our happy birthday too. Obviously, he's a big Dick fan as well.
If we could
I'm glad you said that because that actually was my man of the week. But I
wow.
That
oh, if we could get Dick to come on, would we all buy matching jeans? Yeah, Dick to come on the show. To come on the show.
Oh, on the show. Okay. Yeah.
Would we all wear the matching jeans from the photo?
Wow. Well,
I would. Yes, no questions.
Okay.
Where would you get a pair
Where
like
would
that?
You... Is Where? There enough material in the world to make four pairs of those jeans, let alone one? And it is kind of windy up here. You guys can't see it, obviously, listen to the podcast. There's a fan.
Yeah.
You know, there's the air conditioning vent that was whistling. Screaming and whistling at us one time. So I don't... The four people in those jeans would be like... Just when you put all the helium everywhere. Balloons together and something takes off.
And the whole interview, he'd be prepped for Kentucky football questions and it'd all be fashion related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So shout out the Big Blue Insider.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. which leads perfectly into boys that do what they want to do and men that do what they have to do. Of course, we try to shorten it down for you. BDW, TW, TD, MDW, TH, TD for short. Miles Butler, you can kick us off this week. Who is the boy that is doing what he wants to do, and who is the man that is doing what he has to do?
Two men. Well, a man and then a group of men. Justin Sherbert.
Wow.
Last night,
great,
Justin Sherbert.
Great pick.
Had several ribs
that
I think they came out of his body.
Yeah.
They were so broken and destroyed. But he realized that, hey, some people have got Chargers plus 4 points. I've got to go back in and save the day for those people. Was not me, unfortunately, but he did come back in and couldn't even throw for a little bit, but then somehow threw like a 40-yard dart on strike.
I don't want to jump ship because I think you may be going here, but if you're not, I want to make sure I get it in. The men that are doing what they have to do is everyone that purchased Amazon Prime so they could actually see that game.
I didn't go there, but yes.
The coverage was actually pretty good.
Congratulations to those people that actually purchased Amazon Prime, because now Thursdays are unwatchable unless you've got that. Thankfully, Mason Wolf, our good friend, purchased it so we can all go over there on Thursdays, which was great. His ribs might still be in that field.
Done. And the obvious joke that's been made is, you know, he's with a good medical staff that'll take care of it. Yeah, I'm sure they'll get him back healthy.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you all helped me out before to get me to actually play, make sure I actually can play again this time. Second, a huge group of men, the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
Wow.
Last week, it was probably our game of the week that we watched. Max and I both bet them. Plus 53 points just to keep it somewhat close.
Against the Michigan Wolverines.
Destroyed it.
Yep.
Stayed within 46. Mm-hmm. So thank you to the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors for going on the road into a tough big house environment and covering 52.5 points.
I can imagine them walking into the locker room after a 46-point deficit, obviously high-fiving, patting each other on the back, and the coach just gets up there and goes, they wrote us off. They discounted us this week. They made us 53-point underdogs. Well, we showed them.
Well, that
46.
That was the best thing was 46. Max and I were sitting, because that was the later game, I think. We were sitting at a certain local establishment watching the game, cheering as they were taking a knee to keep it within 46. We're cheering, going nuts, and people around us are like trying to figure out what game we're still watching on at like midnight, and they're all like, why are they yelling at Hawaii losing by 46 when it was maybe the greatest performance of the day?
I've got no boy.
Okay.
I've got two men of the week. I'll give you my first one, then we'll go to Brent. Doug Dalton.
Doug.
Hey, Doug. Hope you're listening. Doug was the man that we told a story about Florida game getting an interception at the bar, and everyone was screaming, and Doug stood up so fast that he just toppled down, ended up on his back, stood straight back up after a hand up, and just kept cheering. We were worried Doug was dead for a little bit. Doug is alive. He commented on a few of our tweets. He said, I was the guy that fell over. And then the gate got involved, as they have to in everything. And the gate said, sorry for cheering over you loudly. So the gate just getting involved. Doug came back and said, don't worry about it. So Doug Dalton, the man doing what he has to do.
Brent?
I have two as well. You kind of hit on my first one. Rich Brooks, obviously. Just retweeting our tweet. What I want to know is he has some great tweets sometimes, mostly about his golf games. I'm a big Rich Brooks guy. Mm-hmm. He was here when I first started watching. So, you know, he's my man of the week, and if like he tweets at us, I'll just love it. Absolutely love it. And obviously the other one, Miles, this might be a tough one. Andy E., Just Andy. Oh my goodness. And we'll probably get into this on Sunday with some of the submissions we got, but the shirt design he made on the tweet, and I don't want to say it on the podcast, but the shirt design he made proclaiming that he is my number one fan is just excellent.
It's
so good.
We will dive into that a little bit more on Monday, but that was fantastic.
Yep. Phil Knight needs to give him a call. Designer, yes, needs it.
That was awesome, and make sure you keep those submissions coming in. Remember, our one-minute audition if you ever want to be in the show. Have you got another one or are you done?
Hawaii and Herbert. Okay. Sherbert.
My last man of the week, and I'm going to give you a little bit of homework today.
Me or Miles?
You.
Oh. You. He's looking at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 You've got to find this audio and chuck this in. Stephen Stingray Ray.
Oh.
One of the greatest men of all time. Host of another podcast. I'm going to play the audio for you now.
Oh, Max, he's a beauty, man. You know, he's used to the Australian rules football and, you know, coming in. I mean, just his etiquette, like he just has no filter, you know, whatsoever. He doesn't know any better. So when he was hanging around with us, he would just be very direct with me. And a lot of players would just look at him like, are you crazy? You can't talk to coach like that. But I have a really good relationship with Max. I think the world of him, and he's a character, that's for sure.
And he wanted me to actually ask you, Coach, how much of your salary goes towards shampoo?
Not very much. I just need a couple little drops. That's it. He's really funny. Okay.
Yes.
We've heard of the TV show, the 40-year-old virgin or whatever it was called or whatever, you know, well, you tell Max was like the 40-year-old punter in college football.
Yes.
He's like the oldest punter in the history of college football.
Right.
What a man. What a man. So and good. How funny was that? And okay, here's the backstory to that. I get a text from Stephen Stingray Ray at about, that was recorded on Wednesday morning. I got that call, I got the message at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. This is what the message said. Hey.
Wait, what time? 2 a.m.?
9:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Okay, hey.
You should have responded
what's up, Big Sting?
Good morning, bro.
At what point did you and him become?
Well, I've been on his show once before, okay. So I know him the tiniest little bit. Yes, I have. I gave him I actually did, he was doing previews for each SEC school, and he decided that I was the guy that should do the
Kentucky
preview.
You're the best source
with
of Kentucky football.
Yeah. How did I not know you were on the Sting Ray
show? So I was on the, I've been on the Ray show. He used to hit me up on Facebook,
just a media star.
Facebook Messenger, and now he has my number. So he sent, hey. Said, what's up, Big Sting? He said, what's going on? I said, not a whole lot. Is there a reason for the text? He's like, I have your coach, Mark Stoops, on tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m.
Did you think he meant the Maulers coach?
And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm employed by Fox, the Pittsburgh Maulers. Kirby Smart is my coach.
Kirby Smart?
Kirby Wilson.
Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart.
I hope it's
I wish he just would have left the text message of, like, I just have Coach Stoops. Yeah. Like, he has kidnapped Coach Stoops, held him hostage.
Anyway, so he goes, I've got Mark Stoops on at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'd like to make the show a little bit more lighthearted. Could you give me any sort of story or joke about him that I can tell? Which is great from the Ray because he can't come up with his own material. Yeah. So he's just relied on a few people. I gave him two options. I said, righto, Sting, here's my two things. One, if you want the layup, the low-hanging fruit, just give him ask him who parks in his parking spot now that Lynn Bowden's gone, because Lynn Bowden was, you know, famous for stealing his parking spot. One of the players has probably taken it, probably will. I said, if you really want a rib tickler, ask him how much of his salary he spends on shampoo. And I really thought, like, you know when you say to people, like, go say this to someone or, like, this
they
is what...
They don't really do it.
Normally, you don't do it. Like, you'll see an example of that in our Brad White thing. We did what we wrote down in the paper was not what he said. But, like, you just don't expect him to do it. The Ray just went all... Chips into the middle of the table. I'm just saying it to him, and we'll see what kind of reaction we got. And Stoops' laugh was so good.
The most genuine laugh I've ever heard out of Stoops, other than his little chuckle, like, at a press conference. I'm surprised, though, that you and Stingray are so close. Like, I would think, you know, Steve Irwin, that it would hit a little too close to home for you.
It's like, you know, mending the wrongs of the past. Yeah,
bygones will be bygones, huh? Yeah. Okay,
I can't believe we've had two Steve Irwin references on this podcast today.
Wow. If that's on your bingo card, you win. Congrats. You have got it.
So that was awesome. I thought Stingray was a man doing what he had to do to make sure his show prospered. And the fact that he had Coach Stoops before us this season, by the way, Coach Stoops.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Well, and I know you don't want to get to it because it was a shot at you, but we can go to what he said at the end as well. Stoops with, like, the most prepared, like, written down joke of all time that he was laughing with. What was it, Max? Have you seen the 40-year-old virgin?
Max is like the 40-year-old virgin.
It wasn't a show first. It's a movie, I think, with Steve Carell. Yeah. Yes. And then he was like, yeah, Max is the 40-year-old punter.
So here's what I think's going on at the moment in the head coaching office. He's seen me, you know, well, I think I'm being serious and genuine with some of my tweets about him. They're being perceived as jokes. He's gone, Max, he's getting me a couple of times here. I got to come up. And he's gone like, all right, 9:30 meeting with the coaches. Like, they all think they're in there for the game plan. Hey, let's get some ideas going here of what I can come back at Max with when I know I'm going to be on the pod, maybe a couple tweets, things like that. And they're like, don't we want to talk about Youngstown State? No,
that's weird. We usually have all the different formations that they go in on the screen. Why is it just all of Max's tweets instead? And why have you given us this week's homework of watch all the stand-up specials on Netflix? Like, what are we doing?
I noticed it was a little weird when we walked into the facility that, you know, they like to have a lot of posters of some great players. Obviously, you were a great player there, but there's a little bit more Max Duffy in the facility than I would have imagined.
And Max Duffy most wanted.
Did you see the poster of me hanging?
Actually,
I didn't either because there's not one in there. No, there's not one of those.
You were up there because it was you kicking and Tristan holding.
Yeah, it wasn't the A&M kick though.
No, definitely.
No, it was not that.
Was it your golf shot at Vandy?
No, it was. It actually, I think I still have that poster at home somewhere. I need to find that.
Wow. So just to give people listening a little bit of context, upstairs where the coaches are, there's actually like really, really good pictures of individual players. And it's actually like, I'm not sure if the coaches know this. I'm guessing they do. It's actually like hotly debated by all the players of like when you get to go up on the wall, who's up there, who's missing out. Because they probably only have about, what would you say, 10 to 12 spots, 15 spots. Yeah. And they kind of like do it to reward the players that have gone well. But they'd never have mentioned it to us, like why that's there. But they're huge. You've seen them. They're huge photos. And so I remember when I got up there, I was like, oh man, I'm on the... I'm on the wall. Like I'm on the wall. And some guys are like, bro, I'm not even on the wall yet. Like, it's like, well, dude, you got to wait your turn. Like, and then I got brought off the wall and replaced with Oxendine this year.
I was about to say, I noticed Oxendine on there, which is probably the most random one, even though he played really well last year before he got hurt, but it just felt like, I don't know.
That's funny.
Kind of pictured seeing like Josh Allen or Mike Edwards or something. And then
Miles Butler made the wall.
Made the wall for a little bit. Yeah.
Our favorite coach upstairs, the big dog.
Vince Marrow. And Brent opens the ESPN app and starts looking for his big dog of the week again.
The big dog of the week. We love underdogs here. We love the Hawaii 53-point spreads. We love everyone. We're Kentucky. We play with our chip on our shoulder. Write us off, and we'll see if we will follow through.
And give us the pat on the back from last week. We all gave
you give yourself
if,
your
if
own.
You, if you bet our dogs, we gave you each a winner, didn't we? Brent
lots
had
of money.
Marshall. Mm-hmm. I had Duke upsetting Northwestern. Whose was you won, didn't you, Max?
I had Georgia State.
So two for three, huh?
It was close. I mean, I was a 7-point loser. That's not
is
bad.
It horseshoes? Is covered. It grenades? Yeah. No. We give winners.
Mine was so close. And, dude, imagine if we had gone 3 from 3. And imagine we should start betting them. We should probably. But the fact that'll never happen again. I mean, yours was ridiculous, and it actually coming off, we were like, oh, my God, Marshall against Notre Dame.
It'll happen again this week. You had
App State?
Oh, I had Duke, and the other one I gave, Arizona did not beat Mississippi State, but Duke did.
Yeah.
You didn't believe me when I told you that. He still hasn't had a win as a head coach, and they'll just follow those trends. So, I mean.
So, would you take – I think they play – I don't want to steal your thunder. They play Cal this week. Is he going to lose again?
Nope, due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's due.
He's due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Miles Butler – who is your big dog of the week?
They've let me down already this year, but I'm going to back them in again.
Wow.
coming off a huge win at Texas A&M. App State goes home. Luke Combs as the College Game Day guest.
Uh-huh.
The John Sumrall Troy Trojans go into App State, and they shock the nation and beat the Cinderella story App State Mountaineers.
12, I believe the spread is.
Yeah, John Sumrall.
So I hate to bring up another podcast, but I know that we all watched the Barstool Pick'em thing. Did you all see where
– Yeah, it was a good clip. It was a good clip.
Did you see it?
Because Dave was like, he was like, I think he took, Portnoy took Troy to cover.
He was like, mortal lock of the century. They always play close. And they went through the past four games, obviously before Sumrall got there. And it was
they got smoked.
App State blowout, App State blowout, App State blowout.
Just, you know, who he was thinking of? He was thinking of Raging Cajuns.
Yeah.
Like, he was thinking they always keep their games close. He also said, and I thought this was hilarious, I was actually going to have him as the boy of the week. He said Les Miles is doing a really good job at Kansas.
Yeah. Yes. And then they were like, well, he doesn't coach there. He actually got in some trouble. And he's like, well, I'm still sticking with him, which I respect the double down.
Go down with him.
Troy, I'd love for John Sumrall to get that win, especially on game day, too. That would be massive huge for him.
Huge like, recruiting tool. It'd be huge.
Brent?
So as I just opened up my app here.
Just picked the first one he saw.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to go with the same UL strategy.
Monroe.
Yeah. Yeah. Youngstown.
Alabama, yeah.
South Alabama Jaguars.
Wow.
Against UCLA. 15.5 point underdogs on the road.
I don't hate it.
In Cali?
In Cali, at UCLA.
But listen, that's Deep South football in Alabama, football state. You know, you got to go over there to, you know, in California, they're not really playing football. You know, they're shooting. Yeah,
USC is.
And,
USC you know, looks all right.
But they haven't played South Alabama yet. Yeah. And then obviously, UCLA not as good as USC. So, South Alabama.
That's a little bit patriotic from you, too. USA.
What do you mean?
USA.
South Alabama.
Oh, University of South Alabama.
Put that together.
Yeah.
Or is it South Alabama University?
No,
it's
USA.
It's definitely
it's always
USA.
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 Yeah. Mine, and I don't want to.
Well, if California ever succeeds from the USA. Like,
succeeds?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Secedes.
Secedes.
No, it's it's with a U.
Is it? Succeeds?
Succeed.
Succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Max actually believed it for a second.
Mine this week, for two reasons. One, he's got all the niceties for the last week, and I'm always about let's just bring him down a notch. The Wake Forest quarterback.
Yeah,
we've given him plenty of pats on the back. It's time for him to go down.
Not down in a personal note.
No, just down into the turf with the Liberty Flames and Hugh Freeze. What a franchise! What a team! What a competitors! The Flames, the Tinder Flames. They overcome Wake Forest this week on the road, -16.5 point underdogs. What do you think, Miles?
I don't hate it, but I actually think the quarterback for them is really good.
Wake?
Yeah,
he is. He's very
good. So I don't – I think – because they were a sneaky – what were they, like 10-2 last year maybe? Not, they were ranked for a while.
Yep.
And then without him, they opened the year rough. I think they nearly lost somebody bad week one. Last week with him, they dominated a really good Vandy team. So I think they're going to be fine with him, but I don't hate it.
Well, that's my pick, Liberty Flames. So we've got Liberty, USA, and the Troy Trojans.
We're really fighting some wars
I know mine isn't, but we're choosing a lot of Fun Belt teams all the time, too. Everyone loves the Fun Belt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've been doing well.
Now, our real predictions that matter for the game this week. Obviously, we've probably gone off track from a lot of Youngstown State, but not a whole lot of people want to listen to Youngstown State stuff. Our game scores and any little prediction or an MVP, please, Miles.
I'm not going to go Jaquez Jones as the MVP. I'll save that for Brent.
I think I might steer away from it this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who. Somebody gets a pick six again this week.
Okay.
Write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kavassier Smoke as this week's MVP with three touchdowns. Two on the ground, one receiving.
Can we have a score?
Was literally going to say that.
Two rushing, one receiving on a long, not a dump at the, no, like a 30-yard something. And I'll go Cats, let's go 38-10. And that's a cover.
That's a cover.
I'm going to go Kentucky 45-13. MVP was going to be Kavassier, but since he already took him, I will go with, Tavion Robinson. Why not? Wow. We wanted to get him in some space last week. Didn't get a lot of opportunity. Just a good game to get him back going again.
I think it's going to be important for our defense to put on a clinic and really shut them out. I'd love to see that because We obviously were so good last week, and we kind of questioned them a little bit against Miami of Ohio, I guess, with their first score. So, sorry, the score on the first drive. So I'd love to see us just bring a shutout. I say 56-0, absolute blowout.
Just a pummeling.
Wow.
I can see we'll just throw it all over them in the first quarter, maybe like a 28-0. We've never really had that. Like, I'd love to see a 28-0 first quarter, Alabama style. Like, let's just absolutely blow out a team like this. We can get the starters out of there at like quarter time, halfway through second quarter, then play a little bit of twos ball. And
here's the thing, though.
Do you want to throw all over them, though? Don't we want to work on the run game?
We do, but like, if Will can just connect three times, then we can run the ball for the rest of the game to one run clock and to practice.
But it's also Youngstown, and you know, the Stoops and the Youngstown connection could be a lot of hard nose, maybe not wanting up the score a little
bit. I could
bit,
see,
you know?
Yeah, him not maybe wanting to run up the score. So, but I'm still sticking with 56-0. I should have said 0-56. And I'll go MVP. Let's go.
I mean, you kind of have to go defense if they're shutting them out.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a little bit more Deion Walker because of how good he was in glimpses last week. And so then this week you're just going to see more of him so they can have a reason to play him against these SEC schools. So I'll say, like, I'd love to see us just sack him like 20 times.
20 sacks
just,
in a game.
Yeah, just like
that
an absolute.
Probably would set a record.
An absolute domination. So Deion Walker, 3 sacks, and just a completely dominant performance by Brad White in the defense.
Another one. If they get 20 sacks, they probably are running the defense that we suggested to Coach White today. Which, if you listen on Monday, you'll hear. But we had a couple suggestions, of different scheme changes that Coach White can use.
You guys got anything else? I know, Miles, you got to get to work. We're actually going to Kings of Leon tonight.
Kings
so
of
that'll
Leon
be great.
In Louisville. I'm excited to see it.
You guys got anything?
I'm good.
Favorite Kings of Leon song, Brent?
I'm not a Kings of Leon fan. I couldn't.
You don't know a single song. You don't know Sex on Fire.
I know that one.
Okay, that's your favorite by default.
Is this the same festival that Red Hot Chili Peppers is at?
I do not know.
Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, no one wants to hear music talk. We have anything else?
We've got a game to get to at noon. And they're going to shut them out, apparently. 56-0.
I need to think about what time we're posting this as well.
Let's go.
Who gives a who cares?
Well, I don't want to post it at like noon.
So for those of you, well, that
would
be correct.
At noon.
Yes, that would be a tough pregame show to get in by. It starts at 12. That's what we're dealing with here, by the way, everyone.
I don't want to hear that.
Okay, go Cats. We'll be very excited to give you guys this interview on Monday. Brad White was great. Go Cats. Let's have a great weekend. I'm in the suite this Saturday, so I'll be getting very hydrated, and I'll be excited. So that's my weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Go Cats. Thanks.
Thanks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.